Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're tackling a really critical area, pulling funds into Thailand. It can get pretty complex.
It really can.
So our mission, as always, is to pull out the most important nuggets for you, make sure you're clued in without getting totally lost in the weeds.
Exactly. And what we've done is synthesize information straight from the, you know, the main Thai authorities. We're talking Bank of Thailand, Customs, the Revenue Department, and AMLA, the Anti-Money Laundering Office.
Okay.
And these guys are, they're deeply intertwined. That's key. Not understanding how they connect, that's a, well, it's significant risk for you.
How so? Like, what kind of risk?
Well, a seemingly small issue with customs, say, not declaring cash properly, could easily flag you with AMLO.
Oh, okay.
Which then might affect your standing with the Bank of Thailand, perhaps impact your accounts. It's all connected. It's one system, really.
Right. That interconnectedness sounds crucial.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's unpack this then. Where do we start? Maybe with physically bringing money in?
Good place to start. Let's talk customs. If you're physically carrying foreign currency into or out of Thailand,
yeah,
the official legal requirement is you must declare amounts over USD 20,000.
Okay, 20,000, but I feel like I've heard different numbers.
You probably have, and this is where it gets fascinating and a bit tricky.
Uh-huh.
While 20K is often stated, you'll definitely find other official or semi-official sources mentioning lower limits. Sometimes USD 15,000, sometimes even USD 10,000.
So which one is it?
Well, that's the problem. The penalties for getting it wrong are incredibly severe. We're talking potential seizure of all the funds you're carrying.
Wow.
Fines that can be up to four times the amount you didn't declare, and possibly even prison time up to 10 years.
Oof. Okay, so that's serious.
Extremely serious. So the advice, the really prudent thing for you to do is just play it safe. Use the lowest figure you see mentioned.
So declare anything over 10,000 US dollars.
Exactly. Treat USD 10,000 as your practical limit for declaration, just to avoid any chance of those severe consequences.
Makes sense.
And remember, when they say cash, it's not just banknotes. It includes things like traveler's checks, other negotiable instruments, basically anything easily converted.
Got it. Okay, so that's physical cash. Moving on to the banking system.
Yeah.
What about accounts for non-residents?
Right. For non-residents, you've got foreign currency deposit accounts, FCDs. Generally, there's no overall balance limit on those. Keep your foreign currency there.
Right.
But then you have the non-resident BAT accounts, the NRBAs.
Right, BAT accounts.
And here, there's a key distinction. There's the standard NRBA for general use, and then the NRBS, which is specifically for investing in securities.
Okay, two types.
Yes. But the critical restriction, the one you really need to watch, is the aggregate daily balance limit.
Aggregate, meaning across all accounts.
Precisely. Across all your non-resident BAT accounts, both NRBA and NRBS combined, you cannot have more than THB 200 million outstanding at the end of any given day.
200 million BAT. And you said that changed recently.
It did. It used to be 300 million. They reduced it. It signals, you know, tighter controls are being put in place.
Hmm. Okay. So careful tracking of the total BAT balance is essential.
Absolutely essential. It's an aggregate limit.
Now, beyond just the accounts themselves,
yeah,
are there specific forms, documentation needed, especially for, say, bigger transactions like buying property? This is where it gets really interesting, right?
Yes, absolutely. The big one here is the foreign exchange transaction form, or FET form.
FET form, okay.
You might have heard of it as the THOR-TOR-3 form previously. It's required, it's mandated, for any single transaction coming into Thailand that's equivalent to USD 50,000 or more.
50,000 US dollars.
Correct. And this form is, well, it's indispensable if you're buying a condominium as a foreigner.
What is that?
Because to register the foreign ownership, the land department needs proof the funds came from overseas, specifically for the purchase. The FET form provides that proof.
Huh?
The transfer itself needs to be in foreign currency, not BAT. It must be in your exact name, matching the purchase contract.
That's right.
And the purpose needs to be clearly stated on the transfer document. Something like, for the purchase of buying a condominium, unit number X. Without that specific FET form trail, getting the ownership registered is extremely difficult, maybe impossible.
Wow. Okay. So that FET form is absolutely crucial for property buyers. Good to know.
Crucial.
All right, let's shift gears then. Oops. Probably the biggest recent change everyone's talking about, taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, foreign-sourced income.
Yes, this is a really significant amendment. It officially started on January 1st, 2024.
Okay, this year.
Correct. The change is this. Foreign-sourced assessable income. That's the key term.
Festival year.
Is now taxed when you bring it into Thailand. And here's the kicker. It doesn't matter when you actually earned that income.
Oh, okay. That closes a loophole, doesn't it?
Exactly. Before, there was this timing loophole. If you earned income in, say, 2022, but only brought it into Thailand in 2023, it wasn't taxed.
Right.
Now that's gone. If it's assessable income and it enters Thailand in 2024 or later, it's potentially taxable in that year. Simple as that.
But what about money earned before the rule change?
Ah, good point. There's an important clarification. Income genuinely earned before January 1st, 2024 is exempt from this new rule.
Okay, that's important.
Very important. But the challenge for you, the individual, is proving it. You need to clearly distinguish that assessable income earned after the cutoff
right.
from what is genuinely personal savings money you earned and saved perhaps before you even became a Thai tax resident, or income earned before that January 1st, 2024 date.
So documentation is key again.
Absolutely paramount. Your bank statements, source documents. This isn't just paperwork. It's your defense against potentially significant tax bills. Remember, Thai tax rates are progressive. They can go up to 35%.
35%. Okay. So clear records are vital. Now, I heard there might be more changes coming. Some proposals.
Yes, there's talk. As of May 2025, there are proposed amendments floating around.
Proposed. Okay.
Keyword, proposed. They might reintroduce some kind of exemption, perhaps allowing income to be brought back within a year or two without tax.
Who is that aimed at?
It seems primarily aimed at encouraging Thai nationals working abroad to bring their earnings back home, boost domestic investment.
I see.
But, and this is critical, it is only a proposal right now. It's not law. The 2024 rules we just discussed, they are the ones currently in effect.
So keep watching the official announcements.
Definitely. You need to stay updated. Things could change.
Understood.
Yeah.
And just quickly, where does AMLO, the anti-money laundering office, fit into all this day to day?
Well, they're always working in the background. Their role is detecting suspicious transactions. Banks have strict know your customer KYC rules.
Right. KYC.
And sometimes enhanced due diligence, EDD, for larger or more complex transactions, partly to satisfy AMLO requirements. It all feeds back into that idea of transparency.
Transparency again.
Exactly. The whole system really pushes for it. Yeah. Transparency, having verifiable documents for where your funds came from, and being clear about the purpose of your transactions, these are absolutely vital for smooth financial dealings in Thailand.
Okay. So let's try and wrap this up. If we boil it all down, what are the absolute core takeaways for you, our listener?
I'd say, number one, meticulous documentation. You just have to have it.
Right. Paper trails for everything.
Yep. Number two, understand that interconnectedness. Customs, Bank of Thailand, Revenue, AMLO, they talk to each other.
Don't treat them in isolation. Got it.
Third, stay really current on the tax laws, especially that foreign sourced income piece. It's dynamic.
Keep checking for updates.
Fourth, be super cautious with physical cash. Those conflicting thresholds mean you should just declare over the lowest limit, that USD 10,000, to be safe.
Err on the side of caution.
Definitely. And finally, if things get complex, if you're dealing with large sums, property investments, don't guess. Get professional advice.
Sound advice. Meticulous documents, interconnected agencies, stay updated on tax, caution with cash, and seek help when needed. That sums it up well.
Which, you know, brings up a final thought to leave you with. In this world where regulations are constantly changing, where all these systems are linked, how does shifting your mindset about staying updated and seeking expert advice, how does that change from feeling like a burden into actually becoming a powerful tool, a tool for real financial confidence and potentially finding new opportunities within the system?